If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta night. You'll save mucho dinero. This south of the border fiesta is just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry, tantalizing the most discriminating palate for just $7.95. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for just
$8.25.
Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Hey, Trevor, what's up?
Not much. How was your Christmas?
Great. Good food, got to see the family, and a nice chunk of change to boot.
Sweet. What you gonna buy?
I'm not sure. It's burning a hole in my pocket. Maybe a new paintball gun? LOL.
Dude, don't waste your money. You need to get a new phone. That old Nokia needs to go, man.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll look online for a new phone.
Jeez, dude, just go to Thumb Cellular. They've got lots of great phones to choose from, and affordable plans, too.
Trevor, you've made up my mind. I'm heading there today. Thanks, man. TTYL.
Get cash for the holidays? Stop into Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joes a 10.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And shave while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
Final score from Bad Axe, Michigan. The Bad Axe Hatchets 57, Lakers 29 on the WLEW Sports Network. At the end of the first quarter, it was Bad Axe 16-3. At halftime, they extended that lead out to 37-13 to lead by 24 points. In the third quarter, Bad Axe outscored the Lakers 13-6 to extend that lead to 50-19. And then Lakers actually outscored Bad Axe in that fourth quarter with majority of the starters sitting for the Hatchets 10-7. Final score, Bad Axe 57, Lakers 29. Scoring for the Lakers, they were led by Bailey Krzyzewski with 12, followed by Keegan Valentine with 8, Nick Byarski with 3, and then Keegan Valentine, Brendan Wisner, Seth Bowles, and Brandon Wischlager all with 2 points. From the free throw line, they were 0-for-1, for 0%, that free throw came late in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, Lakers with 19, Bad Axe with 17. 8 of those 17 coming in the last 3 minutes for Bad Axe. For ahead of the Hatchets, leading scorer the entire night, Tommy Morneau with 18 points, followed by Martin Messing with 10. Neither scored in the fourth quarter. Zach Harns and Mason Krug in the books with 6 points each. Jackson Motes with 5. Don Buddy McLeod and Aaron Volk with 2 points, followed by Andrew Sutton and Daniel Fucinari with 1 each. From the free throw line, Bad Axe 11 for 22 for 50%, 17 turnovers compared to 19. As far as rebounds are concerned, it was all the Hatchets. 40 for Bad Axe, 14 for Lakers. Bad Axe with 26 defensive rebounds, 14 offensive. Lakers 9 defensive rebounds compared to their 5 of offense. John Mooney, shooting percentage.
Shooting percentages for the Hatchets. It was a consistent night the whole night. There was no drop-off whatsoever. If you look inside the three-point arc, they were 24-48, 41%. A little drop-off at three-point land. They were 2-for-5, 40%. That was, you know, no big deal. 41% for the whole night, 22-for-53 for the Hatchets. For the visiting Lakers, overall 12 for 48, 25%. They shot 25% outside the arc and 16% from the inside the arc. They were just intimidated by the size of Bad Axe. Simple as that.
Some takeaways from tonight's game, John. What the takeaway I get is Bad Axe, you know, they were firing in all cylinders. And this is the third time you and I have, this is the third time I've seen Bad Axe play. I think a couple more times for you. Just unbelievable. Just no matter what they went to or what they did, they were working and finishing.
I know I'm going to beat a dead horse on this one, but these are the words of Coach Krug in the Huron Daily Tribune, is that we need to go ahead and play 32 minutes of intensity, the no drop-off whatsoever. And I would lay dollars to donuts on this one, is that all during practice, all during the week, that's exactly what they've been preaching, and that's exactly what the Hatchets wanted to show their coach, that yes, they can do this. Just happened to be against their traditional rival, which made it a little bit more sweeter. Let's see if they can keep this intensity up. This is if they can, gosh, I feel sorry for a lot of teams out there on the rest of their schedule.
Well, Bad Axe improves to 8-0 on the season, 2-0.